Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Once again, it's the sound of rock cracking, and you're hearing it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I hope everybody had a great 4th of July last week. And I have to tell you, there was a powerful, powerful speech by Donald Trump, President Trump, in Warsaw. And we're going to be talking about that. In fact, we're going to play some clips of that speech. I believe it was so wanted by so many American people and our allies around the world that this Warsaw speech that President Trump gave, he placed a stamp on his presidency that told the world, we've got a leader we can stand behind and be encouraged by, and he lifted up the spirits of the Polish people and all freedom-loving people around the globe. Very, very important, invigorating speech. And that's why we're going to play a lot of that speech as much as we can today and to get some commentary on that, because it will help set the tone of foreign policy by Donald J. Trump. Now, before we get to that, I've got to tell you that Doc Holliday was in Chicago a couple weeks ago, and you know what happened while I was there? The city of Chicago has an art commission, and they place art around the city of Chicago, and again, it's taxpayers' money, and they found some art that they wanted to place in front of Trump Tower there in Chicago. Now, I made it down to Trump Tower. I had some time to do some shopping. It doesn't take me long to shop. So I had some extra time, and I walked toward Trump Tower and got there, and I found the artwork. And if you want to see Doc Holliday in front of Trump Tower with this piece of art, so-called art, that the city of Chicago placed in front of Trump Tower, then you can go to the Facebook page. You can go to Dr. Ed Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Look that up on Facebook. Like us. But there you can see the photograph of me in front of this art and giving it a thumbs down. Taxpayer, city of Chicago, money paying for so-called art. Well, what's the art? What's the big deal, you might say? Well, it's just the city of Chicago said it has no political statement, and yet this so-called art has two words that an artist designed. It says real fake. And you know, if Donald Trump talking about fake news, fake this and that, and he gets called fake, and in the city of Chicago, using taxpayer money, places art, so-called art that says real fake, strategically in front of Trump Tower in Chicago. Well, you can take a look at the picture or photograph of Doc Holliday in front of that real fake art in front of Trump Tower, and just go to the Facebook page, Dr. Ed Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We have other things up there. And like I've told you before, on our Facebook page, we can't put everything in this 30-minute show once a week. We try to hit the things that I believe you need to hear about, know about, you don't always hear. And same what we're going to play you some of Donald Trump's speech, and you heard clips of it maybe on the news. We're going to play more of those clips because it was a soul-stirring speech, and the Polish people clapped and went wild on many occasions. It's just that the clips don't show how the Polish people seem to love Donald Trump being there, right there where they had a they have a monument to the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, and I'll tell a little more about that in just a minute. But let me just go ahead and once again tell you that this real fake artwork, it is a symbol of the city of Chicago taxpayer money going for political purposes. If I was a citizen of Chicago, I think I would look at what you can do to have the city stop making political statements with taxpayer funds. But now I do want to tell you that before we get this speech with Donald Trump in Warsaw, Poland last week, that this month marks a year since the nomination of Donald J. Trump by the Republican Party, the delegates, and I was one of those delegates, a delegate from Mississippi, that helped nominate Donald J. Trump to be the nominee of the Republican Party. There was a lot of controversy then at the Republican convention. There was never anything that was going to stop his nomination. The press begged for it, and like I told you last year, as I gave reports directly from the floor of the Republican National Convention, I would walk by going to the convention and see some of the news places set up, listen a little to the shows, and I think, what convention are they going to? Because it was nothing like I was seeing and hearing and being a part of on the floor of the Republican National Convention 1 year ago. But I just have to tell you that the news media has gone bazonkers. It's what they compared to a year ago when you thought, well, man, that they just had a different place. They are literally losing it. And you see that at CNN and President Trump in one of his with the Polish president doing a press. They say, oh, he never does any press conferences. He did one with the Polish president, and he specifically spelled out CNN and MSNBC and being fake news. And you talk about throwing some punches. The news is, they always throw punches and don't expect to get punched back. And they got a president in the White House who is punching back at them. They don't know what to do. Some people say it's beneath the dignity of the office of the presidency. But Donald J. Trump is throwing some punches back, and by golly, you just have to admit it's fun to see somebody in the White House fighting. So, you know, Barack Obama never had to fight because they gave him the softball questions. They loved President Obama for 8 years. There was no tough questions. And you wondered if the news could remember how to do tough questions. Of course, it only took the election of Donald Trump, and you'd think that they became buzzsaws overnight trying to cut out the Donald Trump presidency. But now, let's go to Warsaw. Let's play the scene right here at the Warsaw Uprising Monument. Beautiful monument. Don't know the story. During World War II, and to his credit, President Trump went back to the history of the Polish people. And in 1939, the pact between Hitler and Joseph Stalin, and they, the Nazis attacked from the west, and let the Soviet Union attack from the east, and they swallowed up Poland. And it was a horrible time. And then the Jewish population forced into the Warsaw Ghetto, just unbelievable hardships. And during 1944, they started an uprising against the Nazis with very little to fight the Nazi war machine. And across from the city. The Soviet Union had an army there that could have come in and helped during the uprising when they already had the Nazis being attacked. But they sat there and watched the slaughter of men, women, and children by the Nazis. And that's why there's a monument there today for those who were willing to risk their lives, and over 150,000 did pay with their lives for the uprising. And it's just a horrible time in world history for decency. But this is where President Trump went, stood strong for the alliance of the American people and the Polish people and their fight and protection of freedom. So let's I'm gonna go ahead and play Melania Trump introduced her husband, and I think it is a beautiful thing the way she introduced him. And again, the press would go crazy over Michelle Obama, but now they just act like Melania is non-existent. But that's why you listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, because it's not fake news here, folks. We're telling it like it is, the way you need to hear it. We appreciate you listening. Take a listen to Melania Trump introducing her husband.
Thank you very much. My husband and I have enjoyed visiting your beautiful country. I want to thank President and Mrs. Duda for their warm welcome and their generous hospitality. I had the opportunity to visit the Copernicus Science Center today and found it not only informative, but thoughtful in its mission, which is to inspire people to observe, experiment, ask questions, and seek answers. I can think of no better purpose for such a wonderful science center. Thank you to all who were involved in giving us the tour, especially the children who made it such a wonderful experience. As many of you know, a main focus of my husband's presidency is safety and security of the American people. I think as all of us can agree, people should be able to live their lives without fear, no matter what country they live in. That is my wish for all of us around the world. Thank you again for this wonderful welcome to your very special country. Your kindness and gracious hospitality will not be forgotten. And now it is my honor to introduce to you my husband, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Thank you very much. That's so nice. The United States has many great diplomats, but there is truly no better ambassador for our country than our beautiful First Lady, Melania. Thank you, Melania. That was very nice.
Now, just tell me, how many of you have heard that part before President Trump spoke? Nobody in the media put clips of our First Lady, Melania. What a great job she did. The Polish people love her. They responded to her. And, you know, not even a clip. Now, where's all the beautiful, positive press we got about the First Lady, Michelle Obama? We got that, but where is it for Melania Trump? You try to keep the First Lady out of politics, but they don't do it for Melania Trump. And what a great job, like President Trump said, what the best ambassador for the United States, his First Lady, Melania, what a great job she did. Aren't you glad you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, where you can hear what really happened? But now, before I let you hear President Trump, I want you to hear a noted person. We've talked to him, or talked about him here, plays his clips. I met him last year at the Republican National Convention, but Charles Krauthammer, Dr. Charles Krauthammer. Here he is, a clip off Fox News, talking about President Trump's speech. Take a listen to this, and then on the second half of the show, we're going to get into President Trump's speech and listen to him. So stand by.
Look, I thought it was a great speech. And the contrast was not so much, I think, to the Obama apology tour. The contrast was to Trump's own inaugural address. This was a refutation, root and branch, of the ideas underlying the inaugural address, which was America first, the Allies are parasites, we're not going to stick up for ourselves. There was none of that. It was the opposite. This was an ode to treaties and to alliances, and even in some ways to trade. This is completely new. And I thought the way he treated Polish history was amazing. Normally, we harp on the depredations of the Nazis. Trump went out of his way to harp on the depredations of the Soviets, both during the Second World War, when they stood outside the gates of Warsaw and allowed it to be razed and destroyed by the Nazi in the uprising, and then heaping opprobrium on how the Soviets treated Poland during the Cold War. And then to top it off, he talked about the monopoly of, he was obviously talking about the Russians, the use of monopoly and pressure in energy resources that's been going on. This was a very anti-Russian speech, very uncharacteristic of this president. And the only question the polls have today is, will he mean it tomorrow?
Well, we've had Melania introduce President Trump. We heard Charles Krauthammer talk about the speech, and then he ended up, will he mean it tomorrow? I think President Trump has laid down the gauntlet of how his foreign policy is going to be. I think he's given inspiration to freedom-loving people around the world. And who knows, maybe people in Iran are listening to this. Those who want regime change, maybe they'll be inspired. You remember they were inspired to fight back, to overthrow the religious zealots that are in charge of Iran there. Some radical Muslim elitist. And so they tried to throw that off. And President Obama did nothing to inspire freedom. And it was suppressed. Could it happen again at this point? Don't know. But you got to know they're inspired by a strong president in the White House, and that president is Donald Trump, and he laid down the gauntlet with his Warsaw speech. What an amazing speech! So let's get right with it. Right after I remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net, and we're glad to have you. And we do have a book out called Biblical Case for Israel. You can go to my website, Doc Holliday, Holliday of Two L's, .org. Go there, click on the front page of Web Talk Radio's Rock Splitting Politics page. You can see there on a book called Bedrock Truths. Click on that book, it'll take you right to the site. So please, by all means, help out, keep this show on air by ordering the book. We appreciate you listening to us. Now, let's listen to President Donald J. Trump at the Warsaw Uprising Monument Memorial. Take a listen.
We've come to your nation to deliver a very important message. America loves Poland, and America loves the Polish people. Thank you. The Poles have not only greatly enriched this region, but Polish Americans have also greatly enriched the United States, and I was truly proud to have their support in the 2016 election. It is a profound honor to stand in this city by this monument to the Warsaw Uprising and to address the Polish nation that so many generations have dreamed of, a Poland that is safe, strong, and free.
Now, let me stop right here and just say what a great introduction to the Polish people. But when he ended up saying what so many Polish people had dreamed of, a country that's safe, strong, and free. Think about where he was standing. Warsaw, uprising, memorial. That over 150,000 people who died in that ghetto, longing for freedom, willing to take up small, little arms, whatever they could muster to fight against the Nazi war machine. And they didn't stand a chance, and they were massacred mercilessly. And I just have to say, Donald Trump, as president, did a great job in introducing his speech. Now let's let him continue on.
President Duda and your wonderful First Lady, Agata, have welcomed us with the tremendous warmth and kindness for which Poland is known around the world. Thank you. We are pleased that former President Lech Walesa, so famous for leading the Solidarity Movement, has joined us today also. Thank you. Thank you. On behalf of all Americans, let me also thank the entire Polish people for the generosity you have shown in welcoming our soldiers to your country. These soldiers are not only brave defenders of freedom, but also symbols of America's commitment to your security and your place in a strong and democratic Europe. We are proudly joined on stage by American, Polish, British, and Romanian soldiers. Thank you. Thank you. Great job. President Duda and I have just come from an incredibly successful meeting with the leaders participating in the Three C's initiative. To the citizens of this great region, America is eager to expand our partnership with you. We welcome stronger ties of trade and commerce as you grow your economies. And we are committed to securing your access to alternate sources of energy so Poland and its neighbors are never again held hostage to a single supplier of energy.
Wow, was that not a stand-in-your-face moment where President Trump is really just staring down Vladimir Putin in his face? That's what President Trump did when he's talking about you won't ever be stuck with one source of energy. Why? Because the old Soviet Union supplied energy to Poland, and Putin has used to a political advantage trying to blackmail countries in Eastern Europe by being their only energy provider. He can raise the rates, he can cut them off, and he had them begging for mercy. And now President Trump says we're going to use American ingenuity, American energy sources, and we're going to break that Russian monopoly on your energy. It was a great, what he called the Three C's initiative. What a great economic boost and giving a future of hope for this region not to have to bow down to Vladimir Putin. It's an in-your-face moment for President Trump in President Putin's face. Wow, what a great job. The day before, he was to meet President Putin face to face.
Mr. President, I congratulate you along with the President of Croatia on your leadership of this historic Three C's initiative. Thank you. This is my first visit to Central Europe as President, and I am thrilled that it could be right here at this magnificent, beautiful piece of land. It is beautiful. Poland is the geographic heart of Europe. But more importantly, in the Polish people, we see the soul of Europe. Your nation is great because your spirit is great and your spirit is strong.
I wish we could play the entire speech and I could comment on each section. I cannot. We don't have time here, but I encourage you to go to hear the entire speech that President Trump gave in Warsaw. But we're going to sum it up with, at the end of his speech or toward the end, he talked about what we face in the world today. And he talked about where before the Polish people had stood up to adversity. And they have secured their nation, secured their strong freedom now. But they went through a period of adversity. And he talked about the challenges to the West and what's out there. And he talked about Islamic Jihad, militant Islamic Jihad, and the way it threatens their values. And he went on to say this. We're going to end up with what President Trump said there in Warsaw, talking about how we need to be strong to defend our Western way of life.
But just as our adversaries and enemies of the past learned here in Poland, we know that these forces, too, are doomed to fail if we want them to fail. And we do indeed want them to fail. They are doomed not only because our alliance is strong, our countries are resilient, and our power is unmatched. Through all of that, you have to say everything is true. Our adversaries, however, are doomed because we will never forget who we are. And if we don't forget who we are, we just can't be beaten. Americans will never forget. The nations of Europe will never forget. We are the fastest and the greatest community. There is nothing like our community of nations. The world has never known anything like our community of nations. We write symphonies. We pursue innovation. We celebrate our ancient heroes, embrace our timeless traditions and customs, and always seek to explore and discover brand new frontiers. We reward brilliance. We strive for excellence and cherish inspiring works of art that honor God. We treasure the rule of law and protect the right to free speech and free expression. We empower women as pillars of our society and of our success. We put faith and family, not government and bureaucracy, at the center of our lives, and we debate everything. We challenge everything. We seek to know everything so that we can better know ourselves. And above all, we value the dignity of every human life, protect the rights of every person, and share the hope of every soul to live in freedom. That is who we are. Those are the priceless ties that bind us together as nations, as allies, and as a civilization. What we have, what we inherited from our, and you know this better than anybody, and you see it today with this incredible group of people, what we've inherited from our ancestors has never existed to this extent before. And if we fail to preserve it, it will never, ever exist again. So we cannot fail. This great community of nations has something else in common. In every one of them, it is the people, not the powerful, who have always formed the foundation of freedom and the cornerstone of our defense. The people have been that foundation here in Poland, as they were right here in Warsaw. And they were the foundation from the very, very beginning in America. Our citizens did not win freedom together, did not survive horrors together, did not face down evil together, only to lose our freedom to a lack of pride and confidence in our values. We did not, and we will not. We will never back down.
And that was President Donald J. Trump laying down the gauntlet, telling the world Western values will prevail. They're worth fighting for, and he's going to stand up with our allies to defend freedom and the Western values that we hold dear. And wow, what a rousing speech to a great audience who love Donald Trump now. And I have to say, he made the Polish people proud and made Americans like Doc Holliday feel like there's hope with a strong leader in the White House. You know, CNN, you're getting to look like a joke. It's just CNN is, if I see it at an airport or somewhere, I turn around. I don't want to listen to it. I don't want to listen to it. And I think many of you feel the same way. God bless America. God bless you for listening. Next week, more on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We have a lot to cover. Can you believe it's been a year since the Republican National Convention? Wow. Lots happened. A lot more is going to happen coming up. So stay tuned right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics on WebTalkRadio.net.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit DocHolliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.